Okay, children, continue on. This work doesn't get done if we don't continue. Cappy, huge fan. I've read most of your books. You elucidate issues that live deep down inside me that I could never find the words for myself. Thank you, Aaron. Recently decided to get the hell out of L.A. and make a commitment to myself to do a reconnaissance mission by the end of the year to discover where I want to set up permanent base camp. Although I've read Reconnaissance Man, I was wondering if I could hire you via email to format to help me narrow down my search. And then he wanted a video response. We're doing video. I have about a month of time in October that I am going to spend hunting and doing reconnaissance. I'm an avid outdoorsman. Hunting, whitewater rafting, and kayaking, canyoneering, hiking are ways of life for me. However, I really want to get into day game and find a place that has a female population that I won't blow out in 6 months. Well, you're going to be there for a month. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the town that immediately came to mind that I think is your best bet for a month. And then I'm going to open up the map and kind of poke around other towns. But you may have to be migratory. You may have to spend like a month here, and then you're going to burn through the gals. And just so you know, I mean, if you don't believe me, go get the Book of Numbers, analyze the ROI of the pursuit of women. The reason I keep promoting this is not because it's book sales and it makes me money. I do that also because of that reason. But primarily is you guys have got to know it's true. It is bad. And I know you guys want to chase the girls. So there's nothing wrong with your genetics. I can't fault you for your biology, but you need to start thinking almost exclusively with this brain and not that one down there. And if you have limited resources and limited time, you'll have I would not be saying, oh, the girls, let me get there. So just have no expectations. Like there's not a lot of places that this is not 1994 anymore. Where it's like, wow, look at the pretty girls and they're wearing dresses. It's not, it's 2021. I was hoping you could direct me towards a place to set up a home base that is close to outdoor adventures I like while still having the ability to practice day game and enjoy the company of women. A low state income tax, state capital gains tax rate would be nice as well. I have a particular investment I think is going to be 10 times over the next year or two, and I would like to minimize the state confiscatory amount if possible. But if that isn't important as outdoors or women. All right. I'm going to try and put you in the lowest tax states I could figure it out. Look up the capital gains rates individually. Age 45, great shape, decent looking, intelligence, average, slow processor, love philosophy, conversation, but agreeableness creates a negative feedback loop of failure in the financial. Girls aren't even going to get that deep with you, man. Relationship status, in a 13-year relationship, leaving as soon as I get this plan together. Currently living at her house and need to bail ASAP. If you need any more info, please let me know. I'm happy to pay you as I know you will have. Save me a shitload of time in my account. Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to keep you on that side of the country. Ain't no reason for you to cross the Plains States, let alone the Mississippi. All right, last fucking compliment. I use a structure planning called CPR, context, purpose, results. In my life CPR, I have a result that says, by reconnecting to Aaron Cleary's books, Badger Pet Economics, Enjoy the Climb once every year, I was reminded of why I valued my non-traditional lifestyle. This helped me stay in my power by not buying into gynocentric social conventions. That's how important your work has been to me. Thank you very much. I didn't have any questions. So, all right, going to give you the place to go to. St. George, Utah. You got 1 month. It's October. Weather plays a thing. It's beautiful there. It's still warm. Perfect hiking weather. Dry. Perfect hiking. Not too cold. It can get stormy. There can be snow. Heck, I had snow in May one time, and they closed down Zion National Park. That was miserable. But I would say St. George, Utah. It's about 70,000 people. It's got a Walmart. It's got enough. There's a college campus there. But the most important thing, let me pull up the map. Let's get to the maps. There we go. Okay. The most important thing, though, for your interest is it's by Zion National Park, which has canyoneering, hike. So it's probably Canyonlands is my first favorite park, which is half a day's drive from St. George, Utah, by the way. So you can reconnoiter Utah. I would say it's probably my third or second favorite, probably tied for second favorite national park. So you can do you could do hiking. You could do canyoneering, the Virgin River's there. I think you could do some kayaking, some whitewater rafting. If you're willing to go to Moab, you can definitely do some whitewater rafting. Some of the best in the nation out there on the Colorado and Green Rivers. But St. George would be a good place to start. And there's about a month worth of girls, I'd say, there. It'd be fall semester. Girls will still be naive and like, oh, my goodness. Zion is 30-35 minutes. Won't be busy season. Get yourself a National Parks pass. You go with it. And then all of Utah. Oh, there's so much. There's what's it called? There's Dragon's Tail. There's Vernal, Utah, Dinosaur National Monument. There's Salt Lake City and all the mountains around there, which aren't necessarily national parks, but they're national forests. Beautiful. Capitol Reef, Cedar Breaks, and if you get tired of St. George, you can go up to Cedar Point. There's a university there, college girls as well, though they might be a little bit young for you. Point is that entire corridor from St. George, Utah, up to Cedar Point, it's quasi-populated. You could expose yourself to a little bit more of the population. And that should definitely carry out for a month. And then, yeah, man, I want to do so many hikes in Zion National Park. And then, the other thing I was going to say, if you get really bored, Vegas is only 2 hours away. You just go down the mountain, pew, straight across the basin, and there you are in Vegas. So if you need a big city living, it's not that far away. All right, now, that would be my number one recommendation to you. Other places you might want to consider, right? October, Phoenix, Arizona, right? You could also do Tucson, a little more dingy, but cooler than Phoenix. But depending on the season, Phoenix, Arizona, I would check out. I would not do Albuquerque. You can. It's not that great of a town. I enjoy it. It's just not that great. You may want to check out Grand Junction, Colorado. Like, let's say St. George is a flop. You don't like it. Go to Grand Junction, Colorado. Roughly the same temperature. Moab is within a two-hour, hour-and-a-half drive. Yeah, maybe I hit it on the head. You could try Reno. That might be another one. Still not as good as St. George, Utah. But, yeah, I would say St. George, Phoenix, or Tucson. I'd skip Albuquerque. You could do Salt Lake, depending on the temperature. Salt Lake would be all right. But St. George, Phoenix. Then Tucson. Then Salt Lake. Then Grand Junction, then Reno. And that should that should give you plenty of options. Just so you know, you're like, if when you say 6 months, you're not going to want to stay in one place for 6 months. You're going to want to go to other places. But that first month, yeah, St. George. And you know what? Worst case scenario, the absolute worst case scenario is you just hiked Zion National Park a ton and enjoyed yourself. That would be like the worst outcome possible. And then, maybe check out Moab and all that. So that's what I would do. There you go. Sign up for St. George. Any super chats? No super chats. All right. Oh, here on. Tucson has two things going for it. It's not super hot like Phoenix. The streets are also very well laid out. I disagree. They got the highway all the way on the west side. It takes an hour and a half to get to the east side. My buddy Chaplain Dave lived all the way on the east side, and it took 30 minutes to get there. I'm like, can they put a bypass around the? All right. See you guys later. Toodles.